One of the things I saw with when I first joined the organisation I'm currently working with was the definition of communities of practice was I'm going to create this community of practice of these hand-picked experts. I'm going to give them the task of reviewing all these procedures and they need to have it done by July. And then I'm going to dissolve the community of practice. Now, we sort of said, well, hold on, guys, that's a piece of work. That's a project. Okay. But what in looking at some of it, what they wanted to do was leverage off the fact that it's an informal piece of work, that it's a an activity given to a network or a community of people with common beliefs and a whole bunch of other stuff, to get stuff done that, you know, that was a better option for them rather than putting together three or four people in their own team and asking them to do the piece of work. So people, you know, somehow they subconsciously identify that it's more productive, that I'm going to get a better outcome for this, but can't necessarily see how do I loosen up everything else to allow that to be part of the way we operate.
So a large company in the United States who shall remain nameless is trying to do an engineering excellence project. Engineering excellence works horizontally across the organization. They're organized around product lines. You live and die by your product line. If you have no space in your life of living and dying in the product line, there's no way you're going to participate in that horizontal thing. And yet they understand that they're losing all their innovation and cross-fertilization because this isn't happening. And the people who do this voluntarily leave the company and start their own companies and compete with them directly. So this tension, it really suggests that we have moved to a place because technology has changed what it means to be together. We can be together all along this continuum in many ways. We can root around all the barriers that the powers that be put up there. Is that it's fundamentally challenging the structure of our organizations. And what does an organization that lives in the network era look like? And how does it exert its power? How does it leverage its unique assets? And what does network leadership or network facilitation look like compared to community leadership and community facilitation?
Can I just ask everybody just some questions because I'm curious about who people are? Is that okay? So
just before you make your next statement, Matt, you want to say
like
any journalists here? No.
Who here would self-identify as a leader?
Oh, that's an awful question.
Sorry?
Yeah. Who here would self-identify as a leader? Oh, go on. Okay, so maybe about 50% of people. Who here would self-identify as a facilitator or somebody that brings people together? Interesting. I think it's quite a heavy overlap between those two groups.
Yeah.
Interesting. And who here would self-identify as a community manager, whatever that might mean?
In a professional sense?
Oh, look, it's the labels out there. You can take it on or flick it away. Interesting.
That's it. Theoretically, it's wrap-up time, but people seem to be still fairly well engaged.
I'll just finish the story for him. I can finish it really quickly.
Yeah.
So we went out to the communities and understood that communities first adopted technology because they thought they should. Then they shaped the technology. It rejected it, changed it, moved it. And it changed the way what it meant to be together. And that was a fundamental learning of going out to those communities about how intricately those two were tied together. And then we got, so that's when we admitted it was a book, and then we took the book out and we took it to our other networks and said, what do you think? And they go, this is, we can't understand anything you're saying here. Because we realized we didn't have a language to talk about it. We were still kind of like doing these spacey sort of, la la la, and we were so freaking inside of our heads, the three of us. And we were a team, interdependent. I mean, we wrote this mostly by telephone, which is insane, and Skype from different
just
time zones.
Just going to read the interpretive version of the book now. We want to know this.
There you go. And so we had to go back and figure out ways to talk about it that they were actually very intuitive, very commonsensical. All the strategies that communities had made a lot of sense when you sat there and went, oh, that makes sense. There was not any brain surgery, but there wasn't a language to talk about.